How was today's practice?
Today's activity was
activity.
Following up with last week. Today's organized team activity. It's good. Again, we're like each day we're kind of adding different things to you know what we want to see, whether it's something that we want to do or something that you know we're going to have to go against during a year. So, you know, we try to add those situations in, you know, as we go. And you know, we have three left this week, and really after this week's over, we'll have done pretty much everything that you can do situationally, meaning third down, red zone, backed up, 2 minute. Empty, no huddle, whatever it is, you know, we've pretty much covered that. And then really, the focus again was, to make sure that we're in shape, which, the weather hasn't really cooperated from my standpoint. I actually want it to be the opposite way, where it might have been a little bit tougher. Today obviously it was cool. We went out early because of the weather. We're going to try to go out early again tomorrow, to beat the weather. And then finish up Thursday and Friday. And then, kind of just take a step back and look at things and see where we are as a staff, as a team, and then get ready, obviously, for the following week for the mandatory minicamp. And then, then it's, hold on, because here comes training camp, right around the corner.
Cam Robinson, how's he progressed as far as classroom and techniques, things like that?
I think the young guys have done a nice job, I think, in this day and age of technology with the younger generation. I can't believe I just said that, but I guess it shows my age. But and I think, the things that we have, where we have surfaces, we have cut-ups, we have playbooks, we have those things, on those surfaces and iPads for them to learn from that. I think this class has really done a nice job. I think they've taken advantage of those situations. I think they've also done a nice job in the weight room and talking to Milo, from a strength and conditioning standpoint. So I'm positive about that. But again, you hope that carries over into an indication of, results, on the field, which, we won't know until we get the pads on.
Do you get a sense at all that Marquise will be able to just kind of pick up from where he left off last year and seen anything out of him?
Well, Mike, one of the things is that I never like to, from a mental standpoint, even for the players, to say, hey, listen, we're going to, whether you're a team or whether you're an individual, hey, listen, you're going to pick up right where you left off. But I always believed and I still believe that you go back to, the foundation and sometimes you can go through the foundation quicker. You know what I'm saying, and get where you need to be. So I think Marquise, I think obviously that's what he wants to do. I think that he has been working hard. He's done a good job with his weight, in the past. His weight's been down. We've had, to stay on him about, keeping his weight up. I think he's done a very good job of that now. And I think the key for him is going to be, this next 2 weeks, but really, this second off season, where – when he goes away, how he's going to be when he comes back in, for preseason camp, for training camp. And I think that if we can, keep him, available, because he is coachable. So if he's available, meaning staying healthy and being where he needs to be, I think that he has an opportunity to do some good things.
Peyton Thompson was new to free safety last year. Now he's getting a lot of chances this year. Have you seen him grow more comfortable there?
Yes, I have. I think that, he's done a nice job for us. He's played the nickel a little bit. He's played the safety position. And I think he's trying to, make sure that we can establish him, in a defensive position where, he can go in there and play and help us compete. And I think that he has really, really come back differently than he has last year, meaning, and I've talked to him about this, that, much more professional in the way he's addressed things and going after things, which is outstanding on his end. From the weight room to everything, he's doing everything that we ask. We all know that, Peyton has played extremely well on special teams, which has been his forte. But, now we're seeing some production, in the positions that you've said, back at safety, where there is obviously opportunity with, Barry not participating, and obviously with T. Gibb not participating. So there is opportunity back there. So he's taking advantage of it, and the other guy would be, you know, Jared Wilson is taking a big advantage of it too. And he's played well, and we know that, you know, Sample's back there, and Harper's done a nice job, the kid that we wound up signing in the minicamp, you know, with a couple other guys that, you know, have some dual roles that can play corner or play safety.
Wilson was used a lot in short yardage opportunities last year. What have you seen from him during practice? Where you think he, do you think he can play out in a bigger role?
I think he can. I really do. I think that, you know, from what he's shown so far, I think if what he's shown can carry over to when we put pads on, most definitely. I think he's worked extremely hard. I think that he's a player, again, he's been here the whole time in the offseason and has really worked hard. I don't think he's had much production before in the past. I think that, again, I think when, you know, sometimes when people aren't able to go out there, some opportunity opens up. You know, sometimes you get disappointed. You know, you're like, oh, okay, maybe this person is not the answer. And then sometimes you're like, whoa, wait a minute now. You know, this person may be the answer. And I think, you know, Jared's put himself in a position to be like, hey, this person may be an answer back there for us, which is great.
With Cook and Walker both dealing with the graduation rules, how have you guys stayed in contact with them? What's the plan once they come back?
Yeah, we'll contact with them. Obviously, like I said, you know, technology. I mentioned it before. You know, I was talking to the players about, you know, making sure that, you know, we're putting in the extra, we're watching what we're doing, you know, and then so, you know, I just took a peek at, you know, who's watching what and who's doing what. And, you know, I looked at, you know, shoot, Walker, who the heck's Walker? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, he's out in California. And I'm looking, I'm saying, holy cow, he's watched everything. I said, you know, I probably don't know him that well. I told this to the team, but I don't know him that well. I might not be able to pick him out of a lineup right now, but whoever it is, I like him, and he's going to have a chance of making this team, you know, because he's doing the things that you should do to be a pro, you know. And I think that's kind of the message that we're trying, you know, to get across to all our players, you know, doing everything the right way.
You like what you see, Miles Jack, mm-hmm. mentally, his transition, like what you see so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it could be better, you know what I'm saying? I think he works extremely hard. But, again, I'm going to be a lot harder on him, obviously, someone that's, you know, calling a defense and in there in the middle. I think it helps to have a lot of experienced people around him. You know, obviously, Telvin's there and, you know, Puzz is there, you know, and, you know, obviously he's put in the extra work. He's done a nice job, but I think it would be hard to, you know, I'm always on Miles, so it's hard. I'm never going to publicly say, you know, hey, I'm happy where Miles is. I'm always going to try to push Miles, you know, to be where he can be. And I think, you know, I think that's the way I like to coach him. I mean, and I think he knows that. I think some players, you know, you want to make sure you stay on and keep pushing and pushing. And he's one that I like to do that with, not to say that he needs that. I think he's a very competitive kid. But, you know, I'm always looking for him to do better, especially in that position, which when we're talking about communication.
Is Dante another one of those players? And so how has he done this so far this offseason?
Dante
Fowler?
Well, you know, I mean, he was doing well. I mean, today the first time he wasn't, you know, he's missed, you know, which he communicated. We spoke to him about that. I think I've seen him getting better and better. I think it's the same thing. A big thing for him is going to be, you know, he's done a very good job while he's been here in gaining strength, flashing, and doing a good job nutritionally. Okay, I think he's going to go into that same boat like I talked about Marquise before. It's really going to be a big transition for when, you know, how we finish up this week and next week, but more importantly, you know, the second off season and how he reports. If he reports, you know, where, you know, his lifting and his weight and all that stuff is in the right spot, and then all we have to worry about is football, I think he'll have a great chance to contribute. You know, but if we've got to say, oh, hold on a second here, you know, we've got to add more weight, we've got to, you know, make sure we're in better shape. And I'm saying this about anyone, not just Dante. You know, if you have to do that with any of the players, well, then you're not really getting better, and you're not going to put yourself in a position to help your team win. What you're doing is you're taking up valuable time to get yourself in a position just to step on the field. Now, that's what we can't have as a team. And that's going to be a big message, you know, for our team after the mandatory minicamp. But I'm sure you guys are going to write about it. It'll be out there before that. But that's the goal. You know,
how does Boye fit in since he started practicing?
fit in from a standpoint of, I mean, he's just out there. I mean, he looks great. He really does. I think it's a good lesson. You know, it's tough, you know, when people get injured, you know, some guys can come back quick, you know, some guys can, you know, take their time, but, you know, he was someone like from day one, I mean, he wanted to be back there, you know, and he wanted to be back on the field and worked hard enough and was able to overcome that, be on the field, and he looks like, you know, he's at 110%, so, I mean, or 100%, so he's fine.
Some of the guys that have been injured out the whole time, Gibson and Church stuff, was the goal to get them back for the mini camp next week, or no specific?
I kind of go back and forth on that, you know, sometimes, because the one option that we do have is that, you know, you get to this point now, and you're like, oh, okay, we just have the mini camp left, you know what I'm saying? And you have the ability to bring them back earlier. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if they're not cleared and they're physical. So it's kind of like, you know, what's a better option? You know, to bring them back early to make sure they're ready for training camp, or to throw them in this mini camp and, okay, they're okay, and, you know, and then you got 3 days with them, and then they report when the rest of the team reports. So, you know, a lot of it has just been going back and forth to see where they are, you know, to see if it's a lot of risk-reward, you know. I mean, you know, you look at someone, you're like, hey, listen, do we really want to put him out there right now? You know, we have the next couple of weeks. We could just, you know, make sure he's in good shape and put him out there. So I think it's done on an individual basis. But, you know, I tend to lean more towards, you know, how much am I going to see in these 3 days at three practices, different than if we were going two practices a day, you know, then I think then you're at, you know, like five, because it's two, two, and one. That's how it used to be. But now it's just really the three. I think it's a case-by-case basis.